Harper Audio presents Lying with Strangers by James Gripando. Narrated by Elisa Bresnahan, directed by Jeff Barron, and produced by Andrew Martin Paris.
Prologue. She wanted him. 5 minutes on the subway, and he was sure of it. Rudy had a gift for detecting the most subtle signals. The train was crowded, and he made a point of standing between her and the nearest exit. His eyes barely moved in her direction. He just leaned against the pole and read the Wall Street Journal. At least he pretended to read. It was all pretense, from the polished black wingtips to the Armani necktie, from the pinstripe suit to the tortoiseshell eyeglasses. The train stopped and the doors opened. She started for the exit, right toward him. A long winter coat concealed her body, but the face was attractive. Nice mouth. "Excuse me," she said as she passed. She looked straight ahead, never making eye contact, but she hadn't fooled him. Her tone of voice, the way she'd passed just slowly enough to let him drink in the sweet scent of her perfume, were calculated steps in the age-old mating dance. Bottom line, no one had forced her to use the nearest exit. The other set of doors worked just as well. Surely it was no accident that her long brown hair had brushed against his coat as she passed. Most telling of all, she'd opened her mouth, parted those lovely lips, and actually spoken. "Excuse me." A powerful message wrapped in precious few words. In one brief but electric moment, she had initiated the connection. Rudy could have said something back, and she would have been receptive. They would have talked. Who knows where it might have led? The chime sounded, signaling that the sliding doors were about to close. It wasn't his stop, but on impulse, he hopped off. The train pulled away, leaving Rudy alone on the platform. He'd seized her invitation, but she was gone. Another worthless tease. He shook off his anger, climbed the stairs, and emerged at a dark street corner. Downtown was cold and almost deserted at this late hour. He took a moment to choose his path. Throughout Boston's financial district, meandering cross streets intersected at angles and intervals that defied logic, still patterned after old village lanes that only centuries later happened to be lined with 40-story office towers. It was a maze to most, but Rudy knew his way around. Years ago, he used to cut through here on his way to the combat zone, a two-block area off Lower Washington Street that was once infamous for its new dancing bars and porno shops. The area had since been cleaned up, and with the pornographic bonanza on the internet, he didn't even miss the old jaunts downtown. No more trudging through the snow with an aching hard-on in his pants. No more glares from picketers who wanted the smut out of their neighborhood. No more fear of being arrested for jerking off in a dark adult movie theater. He buttoned his coat and started down the sidewalk, bucking the wind as the salted ice crunched beneath his feet. It was a long walk to Back Bay. He'd exited the subway several stops too early, thanks to the fetching looks of Little Miss Excuse Me. It was just as well he'd lost her. He had to remain focused. He had an entirely different job to do tonight. Her name was Peyton Shields. Peyton would be asleep by now, he knew, assuming the time on the flashing bank marquee was correct. Just to be sure, he killed a good hour walking her neighborhood, up Calm Ave, down Newbury, and finally cutting over on Clarendon to Magnolia. It was her jogging route, and on countless warmer nights, he'd watched her blaze down the sidewalks in her flimsy shorts and matching tank top that hugged the glorious shape of her body. They had never said hello, never even made eye contact, but he had passed her many times without her knowing it. She had always been in another world, caught up with the music from the iPod fastened to her belt. Rudy loved the iPod. A set of headphones could rob anyone of her usual alertness. Find a woman with headphones, and you could follow her anywhere, practically crawl inside her panties before she even noticed you. The cold night air stung his cheeks as he neared her apartment. Short, hot breaths steamed from his mouth. He stopped beneath the bare magnolia tree across the street, his eyes locking onto her front door. He knew her husband was out of town tonight. Rudy had followed him to the airport. That meant Peyton was inside alone. Just her and him.